This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of February 18th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. This week, I ran into a pastor, and he asked me a question. And the question he asked was, do you believe once saved, always saved? And so I stepped back for a minute. I said, yes. And he said, why? And I said, because if you are truly saved, then your life has changed. And yes, we will fail after that point because we all sin and are short of the glory of God. But there are people, as I told him, that will be saved or go through the steps of salvation, but do not change their life. They're still connected to that chain that has held them down. When Jesus comes into your life, you're born again. And think of it that way, as a baby. When you're born, it's new. Everything is new. When you're born again in Christ, it is almost the same way. Because see, when you're born in Christ, you may have to give up some friendships. You may have to change some things you've done in your life, because you don't walk in those steps anymore. Your life is to walk in the purpose and seeking the will of God in every step we take. So what do you think about it? Once saved, always saved? Send me an email at gwykoff, that's G-W-Y-K-O-F-F, at radioalabama.net. Let me know what you think. Once saved, always saved. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and I'll get back in the conversation I had this week with a pastor. And the first one was, he asked me, about being once saved, always saved. And then that conversation grew. And we talked about baptism, public profession of faith. And I told him, yes, I do agree in that. And I believe we should make a public profession of faith. But then I told him, what we forget a lot is when Jesus was on the cross, there were two beside him. One didn't go with him, but one went to the place that Jesus said was prepared for him. He didn't get baptized. He didn't walk that walk. But in his last breaths, he turned to the way maker who made the way for him. And don't get on me. Don't say, well, Greg said you don't have to be baptized. Well, you don't have to be baptized. If you feel that is your public profession of faith, then do it. But know that even in the last breath of your life, you don't have to follow the normal footsteps to cry out to Jesus. Because see, in that name we are saved. In that name we have a way. So what do you think about that? Send me an email. Gwykoff, that's G-W-Y-K-O-F-F, at radioalabama.net. What do you believe about salvation on baptism? And, well, we can't argue that point either, because the thief on the cross went to heaven with Jesus, so he didn't do any of that. So let me know what you think about that. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning as I continue my conversation I had this week with a pastor friend of mine. And, you know, we talked about two things already. We talked about once saved, always saved. We talked about baptism. And then the last thing we talked about was, what version of Bible do you read? I know if you talk to older people, they read the King James Version. There's the NIV version, and then it just goes on, it seems infinitely on forever. What version of the Bible do you read? Again, send me an email, let me know. Gwykoff, Gwykoff at radioalabama.net. I have both in my house. I read out of both of them. And on my Bible app on my phone, I change it up sometimes. So which version of the Bible do you read? It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning, whether you're listening on the airwaves of Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5, or you're tuned into the podcast. I thank you for listening. We've been talking about my discussion I had with a pastor this week on several different topics, whether it was once saved, always saved, whether it was baptism, what version of the Bible do you read? And then we came up to a very interesting one, and it was on denomination. And I know there's some heartfelt feelings about this one. And he asked me, it was kind of funny how he just, what do you think? And I said, it's not really what I think, but as I ask God to give me his eyes, I ask him to give me wisdom. I ask him to just to give me knowledge. And so my reply like quickly came back to him that you have to be careful sometime, because doctrine and different religions are based on man's perspective. And you say, what do you mean by that? Well, each one, whether it's Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Catholic, there was a man that took the Word of God and interpreted it as they saw it. Now, which one is right? That's a question he asked me. And I said, well, I know if we follow man, we fail. And the Bible warns us not to change it, to amend it. It is the Word of God. It is what it is. And I do believe in some doctrines that have been twisted contrary to the Bible to be more comfortable. And this is the last one I'm going to leave you with this week. And, you know, four is enough. So what do you think about that? You know, what do you think about doctrines of different denominations? Why do we have so many? And why does everybody think so different? And the Bible clearly states the way it is. Let me know. It's the last time. And I'd love to get your feedback. So again, you can hit me up on Facebook. Those that know me, you can send me an email. Again, it's Gwykoff, Gwykoff at radioalabama.net. Let me know, and I'll share your thoughts on next week's show. Because these are interesting topics. And I'll tie it all up here at the end of the show, but thank you for listening, and thank you for putting up with me for this. We're past longer than I ever thought this show would go. We're coming up on the 100th podcast, and I hope to have something very special for that show. But I thank you for listening, and I thank you again for those here at Radio Alabama who have gone out through the town and have gotten such a positive feedback of the show, and that's all the Lord. You know, this is His, it's His platform. I just sit back in amazement. God bless you. It's Mix Sunday morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
What you said earlier, it's a book you got to write called, you know, How to Get Divorced Without Divorcing Your Kids.
With Suit Up Ministries, we have what we call Dad University, a half-day, full-day of men's events. And so we have speakers that come in specifically for all different lives. We call them life stages. We would have a breakout session on divorced but devoted.
Yes.
And because we tell our men, Ed, and I know you do too, in our ministries, the greatest thing you can do for your children is what? Love the one. But
yeah,
you may not always be a husband, but you will always be a father. And I hope you're a father that chooses to be a dad.
That's right.
But a dad can still be devoted, even though he's divorced.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer, Suit Up Ministries, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. Thank you again to Dickie Wright, Robo Motors, Silicaga Handicap, First Baptist Church, Childersburg. And I just want to close the show and talk about one thing that is just, as the week has gone on, it's just gotten bigger and bigger. And thankfully, there are people out there that stand up against these things. If you watch the Super Bowl, or really the Taylor Swift Bowl, because that's what it was all played out to be, you saw a clip of Ice Spice, the rapper, in the booth at the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift, with her upside-down cross on around her neck. And in one video, she shows like both hands and horns, like the devil's face, and then holds her cross, that upside-down cross, up. And I just want to say, wake up, people. Because as popular as Taylor Swift is, don't be fooled. She was two people away from Taylor Swift. And if you've seen what Taylor Swift does on stage, you can go and look it up yourself. You have to be careful who we follow. See, the path to destruction is wide and easy to walk on. But the narrow path will lead us to the gates of heaven. And as I was discussing this with somebody this week, you know, we are in the times where almost it is where wrong is right and right is wrong. And if you speak up against what's wrong, that is really wrong, then you're wrong. But we have to do, and it's for the sake of our kids. You know, you're not going to sway me now. I'm old enough and hopefully wise enough that I will not be swayed. But our children are like little balls of Play-Doh. And who is going to mold them? Who are you going to let mold them? The world or you? Are you going to raise them in front of a TV? Are you going to get them outside and raise them? You know, the choice is up to us. Just like salvation, the choice of salvation is up to us. God gives us a choice. Who are you going to follow? I hope it's not Taylor Swift. And I hope it's not this world. Because again, it will lead you into the path of destruction. I know I've thrown a lot at you this show. And I thank you for sticking with me. We'll have some great guests next week. The next few weeks, we're back on a pretty good string of just wonderful guests again. But I thank you for tuning in every week. I thank you for listening on the podcast every week. And I really do, like I say, when I say God bless you, I hope, I do mean that. I hope the Lord will bless you this week. I hope He will keep you. I hope He will watch over you. And I hope He will provide for you and ever, however you need provision. He is the answer. And as David Crowder said last week on the interview, He is enough. He is all you need. I'll be back next week, Lord willing. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.